You may have read The Pluralism Pivot in The New Yorker earlier this month. It highlights the work that we and our partners are doing on college campuses to shift the culture and climate from one of division, distrust, and dehumanization to one of respect, belonging, and collaboration. We were featured alongside some of the leading voices in the pluralism field, including Professor Danielle Allen of Harvard, Raj Vinakoda of the Institute for Citizens and Scholars, Eboo Patel of Interfaith America, and Manu Meal of Bridge USA. Our work in higher ed feels increasingly important as we prepare the next generation of college graduates to become empathetic leaders and engaged citizens equipped with the motivations and skills to heal our country's divides and repair our social fabric. It's worth noting that the work of pluralism, which is a radically old idea woven into the founding of our country, is not only essential for higher ed, but for every aspect of our shared society. In the article, journalist Emma Green writes, quote, "Pluralism emphasizes everyone's ability to thrive, with all their differences fully respected," end quote. Cambridge Dictionary defines pluralism as, quote, "the belief that the existence of different types of people within the same society is a good thing," end quote. Pluralistic practices and mindsets are ways for all of us to collaborate, live and pray peacefully with and alongside one another. In a healthy, pluralistic democracy, what we share in common and where we greatly differ are viewed as a source of strength and a springboard for innovation. Since Einhorn Collaborative first got involved in funding these efforts in the 2000s, we have seen our partners apply their expertise in community-engaged learning, peace-building, bridge-building, collaborative problem-solving, constructive dialogue, and violence prevention to help communities experiencing conflict find common ground, heal ruptures, and strengthen civic culture. In a report by the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, the definition of American civic culture is the set of norms, values, narratives, habits, and rituals that shape how we live together and govern ourselves in a diverse, democratic society. It is upstream of politics and government, and it extends to all the facets of how we live together as citizens, behave in public, deal with common problems, relate to our neighbors, and identify with one another and our communities and nation, end quote. A thriving civic culture is the beating heart of pluralism. Through evidence-based methods, our grantee partners provide opportunities for Americans to come together and bridge generational, ideological, racial, religious, and economic divides. At the beginning of the engagement, the perceived quote-unquote otherness often feels so entrenched and impenetrable that it prevents participants from softening their hearts enough to allow trusting relationships to be formed. Over time, trust is built. People become more inclined to listen, share their honest thoughts, and roll up their sleeves to get things done for the betterment of their community. A through line I see in our partners is that the work of nurturing and fostering social trust and a shared sense of we is about equipping Americans with the tools and mindsets to both face the immediate fires consuming our society today and become more resilient and ready to tend to the smolders before they break into wildfires in the future. While we view the time horizon of our work as long-term and generational, it's also important to recognize the rise in distrust and hatred among Americans, and also the spike in violence, as a flashing warning sign that requires our attention and collective action. As a funder of efforts that involve healthcare, national service, K-12 and higher ed, academic research, civic institutions, and public media, with the goal of embedding the best practices of social connection and social cohesion into the systems and settings that reach Americans in our everyday lives, We at Einhorn Collaborative are actively working with each of our grantee partners to assess specific needs and opportunities and provide them with the supports necessary to continue to do their best work at this challenging time. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to help our grantee partners navigate the shifting context in which we're working in. We are leaning on our relational approach. We are actively and deeply listening, and we have our commitment to keep showing up in true partnership. At the most tactical level, we have redirected funds, we have shifted payment schedules, and we have brought on additional resources and expertise to help these great nonprofit organizations navigate urgent challenges and meet new demands. Beyond grant making, ongoing conversations with our partners have also surfaced field-level needs that tap into our role as conveners, experimenters, and builders, bringing together our peers in philanthropy alongside our nonprofit partners across ideological diversity to identify actionable solutions that strengthen our collaborative efforts in the face of disruption and uncertainty. One refrain that we have heard time and again from our partners in these conversations over the past few months is this: this is the time for pluralism. When it feels easier to draw bright lines around who belongs in our circles of concern and who does not, and it's part of our human nature to do so amidst such uncertainty and upheaval, we at Einhorn Collaborative remain unwavering in our core values and beliefs that we are at our best when we find ways to transform such pervasive distrust, disconnection, division into connection, trust, and collaboration. We and our partners remain steadfast in this commitment. Pluralism is both a set of values and principles, but more importantly, its relevance and application today, we must remember it is a set of behaviors and practices that we can draw upon in every single interaction and decision we make. It's how it shapes the future of our journey ahead. While this is no easy task, I know that our path forward as a multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-faith country requires us to go it together, to share the road with people who do not live, work, or pray the same way we do. Our lives are bound up together. Our ability to come together and repair the ruptures in our midst is our most important civic act. It's an act of civic love. It's our best way forward as participants and contributors to a healthy, democratic society. I'm with you in pursuit of wholeness and unity.